A chat to Patrick Payne, who is hoping to win the Australian Cup on Saturday with Defibrillate, who is arguably the most informed galloper going around at the moment. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael.
Before I ask you about Saturday, have you managed to watch the replay of the Australian Guineas? Was that the one that got away with Cherry Tortoni?
Yeah, I watched it a couple of times. But anyway, the main thing, he's run really well and he pulled up fantastic from the run. So from a trainer's point of view, that's all you can sort of concentrate on.
What were you saying halfway through the race?
I was just thinking it's probably impossible for him to win. I was sort of half hoping Billy might give him a bit of a Hail Mary right and cut the corner, but he just said it wasn't really happening, and he came to the outside. And even like at the 200-metre mark, I was sort of concentrating on Tagaloa. I thought it looks like he's going to get it, but I wasn't actually focused enough on the one in the middle that beat us. So that's what I was thinking.
Chiotea, you've got him entered in the Doncaster. He's entered in the Derby and also the Guineas. 49 kilos of wet track over a mile in the Doncaster could be enticing. Which way are you leaning?
He'll run on the Vars and then probably the Tullock and then the AJC Derby.
Okay. So you're confident that he's a 2,400-metre Derby horse?
Sort of question mark with whether he's a really good stayer. But as you know, they can get away with it as 3-year-olds. He's a lovely resting horse. That doesn't all matter if you mean they're going to stay. But you do see it time and time again. They can you know, it's all about trying to utilise his 3-year-old days. So it's great prize money to run in the Derby, so we can do that. And you know, hopefully he can run in the Doncaster later on in his life.
How's Defibrillate going? He's looking for 5 wins in a row. You've done an amazing job with this galloper this time in, and I know we spoke to you as he started his picket fence, and you said, look, I might be dreaming, but if he keeps improving, he could end up in an Australian Cup, and that's exactly where he is. How is he?
The horse has done a great job himself. He's an excellent horse. The nice horse to train. But yeah, we were sort of concentrating on the Australian Cup, but he was throwing and he could throw in a 10, and he was running really quick the last 600 metres. So I thought, and we sort of question mark whether he would really be able to stay. So we threw him in the Australian Cup, still sort of a bit pessimistic about it. But as I think everyone knows, like when you start doing the form of the Australian Cup, it's not probably as strong as what it would be in normal years or other years. Everyone's sort of concentrating on the All Star Mile or the horse is staying in Sydney. So we thought we'd have a crack at it, and you know, he sort of ran a bit like. Would be a bit surprised if he was good enough last time, or you would have liked him to put the field away last time, but he didn't. But I just will say that this is probably the fittest we've had him going into the races.
So he's continuing to improve in your mind then?
I think so. As I said, like, he's very easy horse to train, and we sort of don't need to do a lot with him because he's winning. We just leave him like that. But we've always sort of thought that we could get him a little bit fitter. So as I said, like, I think he's tightened up a bit, and you know, he goes to race really fit further.
How good do you think he is, Pat? Because this time in, he just keeps going to a new level. And obviously, he came over from New Zealand, he strung a few wins together, and then he had almost a year off.
Oh, I should know how good he is, but I don't know. As I said, like, he's a very casual horse. He's pretty much doing what he has to. Whether he's got any more than that, he might not. But I think we'll find out on Saturday.
Are you confident?
I'm confident he'll run really well. He'll run well. Whether he's, you know, he's good enough a weight for age, as I said, I would have thought he's not. But when you have a look at the entries, he might not be good enough, but there's nothing that really frightens you.
Mm. Have you planned further afield than Saturday?
Well, if he can run 1-2, then he could probably go up for the races in Sydney, like the BMW or the other 2,000-metre race up there. Or if he's not quite good enough, well, then we'd just concentrate on the Monster Cup.
Mm. All right. Well, you've also got an Adelaide Cup runner on Monday, and that is WT. Down at Launceston, what was the excuse there?
He just sort of raced a little bit erratic and sort of was back last pulling 3 wide, which is not normally a good recipe to win races. So I think he's a little bit forgiving. So he's come back, and I was sort of a little bit negative about taking him to Adelaide, but he seems in fantastic order. So we'll see how in the next couple of days. If he still continues to train well, we'll be keen to go down there. But you'd think he's at best only a first 5 chance.
Mm, okay, I was going to say, could he beat Charlie Rose?
I would be very surprised.
Yeah. Patrick, best of luck on the weekend.
Thanks for that. We'll read it.